I'm Karen with Sips and Tips Advice. I'm going to be doing another series today with the struggle of being Christian. And today I'm going to be talking about learning to trust God when he tells you to move. And I know for a lot of us, we'll be second guessing, like, okay, how do I do that? How do I even know that God's going to be talking to me? How do I know it's not the devil, or I know it's not my fears? And all I can say is the more and more I've taken time to pray and to read the Bible for myself, not because somebody else told me to, but for myself, I've experienced things that I cannot explain and cannot expect other people to understand, even if they are your boyfriend, your mom, or your husband, or whoever, your best friend. They are happening to you because it's happening to you, for you to listen and to walk in obedience. Eventually, God will show you why all this stuff is happening. But initially, when he's telling you to do something, man, you just gotta trust and just move. And it's easy for me to say that now, but I would say this. If you're doing a whole lot of stuff, you're not going to be able to hear God clearly. And for me, I had to stop doing a lot of things in order for me to hear God clearly. And it started with my pregnancy. And it just started with me, like, praying and just praying and reading. Not just praying, but praying and reading. I made that a thing every morning. First thing I got up in the morning, I got down on my knees, I prayed, and then I'll go make breakfast, and then I'll go on my little balcony, and I'll go eat and read the Bible and read another spiritual book. And I started noticing that things that I read that day would occur throughout my day, and I'd be like, yo, that's weird. Like, that's really weird. Like, and I noticed it more and more as time went on. So I started having these funny feelings that I needed to be doing something specific. And when it happened, I'd be like, sure about that? Like, that's gonna cause a whole lot of trouble. That's gonna cause a whole lot of strife. And I guess me being the person who likes to keep the peace, it was like, I don't know if I should be doing that. But I kept having this feeling that what I needed to do. And I was like, you know what? A lot of stuff has been happening throughout my pregnancy, and a lot of stuff has been happening. And I was like, you know what? I can't ignore the fact that all these other good things are happening. Here it is. This is happening. And I feel like now I'm being tested. So I decided to do what was different, which is listen. After that, something else happened. I felt like I was being led to stop dating. I was trying to be hard-headed on that one. And I almost had this incident happen where, honestly, it was the first time I ever got afraid that somebody was going to do something to me that I didn't want done to me. And I have never had that feeling before. And that was pretty scary. Nothing happened, thank God, but it was just one of those things where you just know something's wrong. Like, you just know it. I don't care how proper that person seems and how great in the background they come from or a great job they got. All I know is I felt what I felt, and after that, I was like, I'm good. I was praying God to get me out of it, and for nothing bad to happen to me, like, it was scary, and it was weird. After that, God left me alone. Anyway, but I'm just grateful that nothing happened. After that, I was like, I'm not dating anymore. I'm good. I'm just gonna sit back and chill and do other stuff. Then I had this funny feeling that I needed to stop drinking, and it felt the same way. That's the funny thing. It's always felt the same way. Those inklings that I'd be having, they feel the same way every single time. That's how I started noticing them. I was like, okay, I'm being led to do something. And like I said, every time it happened, it was the same type of feeling. That's how you start recognizing what it is, or God, that's God, like, nudging at your heart. Like, yeah, that's the best way I can explain it. It feels like the same type of feeling every time. I kept having this feeling I needed to stop drinking. You know how we hard-headed. And I kept drinking. And this one time I went to go do this drinking event. Because the funny thing is, I started doing drinking events. I started volunteering to go to, like, these beer festivals and these wine festivals and volunteering there. And then guess what? You get to eat and drink for free. And how else to capitalize on our experience? And I kept having this feeling I need to stop drinking. Didn't listen. Went to this event. I was telling them all about the wine, serving and drinking. When I was done, we drank some more. Man, I was so sick. I was so sick the next day, and I had this opportunity to work this thing. And I talked about it in one of my other videos while I stopped drinking. I gotta get ready with you about it. Anyway, needless to say, that was my last time I drank. And that was in July of 2015. And we're now in December 2017. So it's just, I just feel like life is just so interesting. Like, I just feel like God has such an interesting way of like reaching out to us. The question is, will we listen and will we recognize that same type of feeling? I don't know how he talks to other people, but I know how he approaches me. So I got this feeling again earlier this year in February. Actually, I think it started in January, but it took me like 1 week. So it probably was February. I got this idea to start this project. I don't know. I'm kind of sensitive to even talk about it because I know what happened the first time and how like everything kind of like fell apart. And it just, man, that was the first time I actually like broke down crying about something. I'm not the kind of person that normally likes to cry about anything. And yeah, I usually keep all that stuff inside. But man, I was just so, I had put so much effort into it with getting the models, the photographer, my friends getting ready to help me with the hair. We got the wigs on point. You know, I'm going to do the makeup. Like, I was like really excited about it. And here it is. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And all along, it's a technical issue with the machine. I didn't realize it until like a couple of days later, because even though I went through all that and I just wanted to just crawl in a hole and just cry, I didn't give up on trying to troubleshoot and figure out what's going on with it, and found out that it was the paper that I purchased. It was a very, it requires a better working machine. Let's put it that way. Dang, everything you get from China don't work. So I'll say that. So anyway, so that came to me and I felt like I had that same feeling again. But with everything falling through, it just kind of made me like question a whole lot. But what I come to realize is, even if you think the things are falling apart and you think you can't see how it's going to get together because you don't know how you're going to get the money, XYZ, that God is just waiting for you to get on board with showing up, with working with what you have and getting on board with what's showing up. And that's what happened. So about a month and a half later, I met my boyfriend who properly get, I thought my credit was good before. Yeah, it was acceptable. Yes, it was a good score, but it was, there was so many other elements of it that needed to be cleaned up. And he really helped me to see that. And funny enough, it may have taken some time because yes, all things do take time, but it got me to the point where I was able to get a loan for the machine that I needed. And man, it's just a lot of stuff that's just mind blowing. Like, all I can say is, when you're led to do something, do it. It may not pop off right at the moment you think it needs to pop off, because maybe there's some other elements of this that's missing that needs to come together, but don't be discouraged. Still move anyway. And then the last part I want to talk about, this is really, really what got me to want to talk about this. I had been seeing a whole lot of videos on YouTube about, you know, when God calls you to move, and I was like, yo, it's crazy, because that's exactly what happened 2 weeks ago. Actually, it was going on for about a month, but 2 weeks ago, I actually took the step to actually listen and do what I needed to do. I kept feeling like I needed to move. Because I remember one day I walked into the apartment and I was thinking to myself, because I had left for the day. Usually I don't leave. Like, usually I'm always in the same space, always in the same spot because I work from home. And I don't know, I just wanted a break that day. So, you know, I got dressed up, you know, put some makeup on, felt good about myself. I left the house, I went out, I went to all these different places, and I came back home and I was like, you know what? What happened to the Karen that used to do that all the time? They used to just go to all these different places and just go do something different. It ain't about no going traveling out of town. I'm just talking about just going somewhere new, experiencing something new, just doing something different and not doing the same mundane thing day in, day out. And when I came back in the house, I stood there and looked around and I was like, you know what? I don't belong here. I don't belong here. This is not for me. I don't belong here. And it was the weirdest thing. It was almost like a light went off in me that made me realize God has something more for me. This ain't it. This ain't it. And this ain't the end of the story. This ain't it. So I'm going to tell this to you. Anybody out there, you in a funny place right now that you ain't used to be, ask God why you there. But know this, that's not your final place. You're not going to lay and die there. It is not your final place. It is the place that's going to help you grab, get on that ladder and do the work and get out. Too many of you sitting there waiting for things to get perfect, for some guy to come save you. No, a lot of the things we got to do requires us to do work to receive it. And for me, I don't know, for me, that's like how it's always been. I'll ask God for something, and when it shows up, it requires me to do some work for it. but it always shows up. Always shows up. Anyway, so from that point on, I started looking for somewhere to move. And I was looking. Anyway, I kept looking. Because sometimes it starts with you searching, you seeking. And I was looking, and I'll be like, no, this doesn't have this. I was like, F that. I know what I want. I want something that got a
fireplace.
Yes. Check. I want something that has a lot of light coming in the room. Check. I want something that has a big backyard so I can grow some food back there. Check. I want something that has enough space for my family. I have a whole place to do my own recordings and my beauty stuff and then some. Check. And I'm going to say this to God. And when people say to God be the glory, I don't think, like when I used to hear that, I'd be like, okay, whatever that means. But now where I'm at, I get it. Like, it means, you know what? I didn't do this by myself. I didn't do this on my own. Yes, God provided the opportunities for me to walk through it. He gave me the ideas to take advantage and do what I need to do. But at the end of the day, he provided those things. He said he was going to be with me. He said I am his. He said that he was going to be hold my right hand and walk with me and be with me. And no harm was going to come to me. Why am I thinking otherwise? But you know how I find that out for myself? I had to keep reading. I had to spend time in the Bible reading to find it for myself. Not for somebody else, but for myself. And I'm one of those people, I open random. I don't open from the beginning and read all the way through to wherever it's going. No, I open randomly. And where I open randomly, that's where it's supposed to be. And this was the other confirmation that I got. I asked God specifically. I said, God, show me if I'm supposed to move, show me. Show me. Like, I want to know that I'm not making a mistake. Went to sleep. Next morning, I woke up. I opened the Bible randomly. And the place that I opened it to and started reading, I think it was probably the second sentence. It says, take your family and move. Yo, talk about somebody who just had to pause and stop and be like, yo, did God just sit here and answer what I asked him from some words that's been written I don't know how long ago? Yo, that was mind blowing. So for me, that was my confirmation right there. And I moved. When I started looking, every time I went somewhere, I was like, that's not it. And I remember walking in this place and walking through the door. And when I walked in the door, the first thing I said was, this is it. I just knew it. Walked through the rest of the house. I was like, this is it. Went in the yard. This is it. The one thing I will say about this whole entire move was how easy it was. It started... I put in my application, I think it was like Friday night. I got approved Saturday. Who were they calling on Saturday? Nobody. And I got approved to move here. They didn't do nothing. They didn't call where I worked at. They didn't call where I lived at. Like, it was so easy. Just everything. Get my stuff out of storage, how easy that went. To getting the rental truck, and we thought we needed more time. And that was going to be another day. I thought it was going to take me 2 days to move. Because I was thinking I'd take one day to move the stuff out of the apartment. The other day to go get stuff out of storage. That ended up being all in one day. And I was still able to return the truck back and not spend any more money. And it was just one thing after the other. And I'm coming to this place of realizing that all God requires is that you have faith. Oh, and do your part too. Because faith without works is dead. You can't believe and not do. Those two discs don't go together. So remember that. You can't believe and not do. And I just want to say, like, it's like every day I've been having to remind myself, because I've been like, man, is this real? Is this real? And then I move here, and like a week after I move here, it snowed. And it snowed and all the lights went out. But guess what? I had a fireplace. So the house was warm the whole entire time. We had hot water. It was gas hot water. So we weren't without hot water. I mean, literally, it was like that happened, but we were still good. And Waffle House was still open. Thank you, Waffle House. To you people who work at Waffle House, man, I want to say thank y'all for real. Thank y'all. Yo, I ate Waffle House 3 days straight in a row. But I probably could eat it every day because I ate it almost every day when I was pregnant. And yo, man, it's just been like one amazing thing after the other. But I will say this. I think people forget that when it comes to like having faith in God, like you got to choose not to complain because it ain't always going to be easy. You got to choose to find peace in the midst of your storm. You got to choose to praise God regardless of what things look like. Like you can be in your tiny house apartment and still find something to praise God about. You know what I mean? Like, it don't have to be the best situation, but I'm so glad we moved from that other place before this snow came, because we would have been freezing in there. That place, man, when it was hot, the concrete was hot. When it was cold, the concrete was cold. So I just only imagine like how it was like for the other people who were still there. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just grateful. Like, I'm truly grateful that I listened when God told me to move. So the question is God speaking to you? And if he's telling you to move, what are you not moving on because you can't see how it's possible? It's just something to think about. Maybe write it down so you can see it clearer. Because a lot of times we're given these ideas and we're given this feeling to like do something, but we just don't see how it's possible. So we don't act on it. We totally just write it off. And I don't think we should, like, not, of course, not after what I've been experiencing over the past 2 years, like not even just the past 2 years, like the past 5 years. If you're out there and you're struggling to have more hope in God, more faith in God, I would suggest for you to read the Bible, spend more time reading, more time praying, asking God to fill you with his faith, asking God to fill you with his wisdom and his understanding, asking God to direct you in specific situations that you're afraid of doing something about yourself, whether it's a relationship or whatever. Like, ask God specifically to give you answers to those things, and don't be afraid to move when he is nudging you to do so, when it seems uncommon, when it seems like something unusual. Now, the good thing about reading the Bible for me that I come to realize, yo, it is so real. Like, as far as when you start seeing the people that God used, they weren't the perfect people. They were hard-headed. It was some of them who ran off. It was some of them who knew God and then were right back to the same thing they used to do. Or they know how they saw God work miracles in their family from a generation before. But guess what? They decided they're going to do their own thing. Like, it's just so, so interesting, like, reading the Bible, and you realize something. There really is nothing new under the sun. Nothing that's happening now is anything new that's never happened before. So, but anyway, I don't know who this is for out there. If it touches you, all I ask is maybe, hey, you share this with somebody else. You don't know who else needs to hear something good, something positive. All I say is don't stop praying. Through everything, I wanted to not pray some days. Hell yeah, I sure didn't. I woke up and I was just like tired. I didn't feel like praying. I didn't feel like reading, but I did it anyway. And I'm glad I did, because now it's like the more and more I do, I can't imagine like not doing it, because I've just seen too many things transpire for it to even quote unquote make sense. So anyway, that's it for me in this video. I just want to say thank y'all so much for watching, or if you're listening to me on iTunes and or Stitcher, thank you so much for listening. Anyway, thank you so much, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Take care. Bye.
All right. This is me packing and getting out of this place. Matter of fact, I'm going to just turn around so y'all can see. Kitchen, bathroom, living room where I record by this window. Anybody recognize this curtain? Kitchen and my bedroom.
Hey!
Oh my gosh. My bedroom.